morning, and thank you for coming out on a Saturday. This meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will come to order. It is now 10 a.m. Saturday, February 18th, in State Capitol Room 124. Our members present, Co-Chair Parrish, Rep. Drummond, Rep. Westlake, Rep. Rauscher, Rep. Tallarico, and myself, Rep. Fansler. We have a quorum to conduct business. As a reminder, I ask you to please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. And before we begin, I would like to thank Lori Rowland, the House Community and Regional Affairs Secretary, and Kira Alkelman from the Juno LIO, who make sure we have sound and transcript for all of our meetings. My committee aide, Jill Yordy, seated to my left here, is here to help with any member needs for the committee meeting. We have one order of business today, and that's consideration of committee substitute House Bill 7 from State Affairs. We have the bill's sponsor, Representative Christ Tompkins and Alicia Norton, here to discuss the legislation. Representative Christ Tompkins and Ms. Norton, please come forward and put yourselves on the record.
Thank you, Chair Fansler, for the opportunity to be here this morning. For the record, my name is Jonathan Christ Tompkins, representative from District 35, rural Southeast Alaska, the Southeast Islands District. And I am here primarily to defer to the policy brilliance of Alicia Norton in presenting this bill.
Hi, and thank you for your time, too. Alicia Norton, UA intern for Representative Christ Tompkins.
Well, thank you. You may begin your presentation.
Thank you. HB 7 is a ballot selfie bill, which would allow a person to take a photo with their marked ballot and post it online. It's currently illegal in Alaska to do it, but it's not a heavily enforced law, and it's just changing some language.
Okay. are there any questions from the committee for our presenters? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Thank you. I did find the reference to selfies. It's in your the sponsor statement, Representative Christ Tompkins. Yeah, you said this is rarely enforced. Have you been able to find an instance of where it was actually enforced, the law as it currently exists?
Through the chair, Representative Drummond, it hasn't been enforced here in Alaska. There hasn't been a case.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any other questions from the committee for our presenters? All right, seeing none, I am going to move on. Thank you very much, Representative Christ Tompkins, and thank you very much, Ms. Norton. Brian Jackson from the Division of Elections and Libby Bacalar from the Department of Law are available in the room to answer questions. Also online to answer questions, we have Eric Glatt from the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. Are there any questions from the committee for any of those folks? Representative Wesley.
Thank you, and through the chair. Now, the American Civil Liberties, I'm sorry, my tongue is twisted today. For my question is this, actually maybe to both of you, do you see any issues arising from this bill? And I probably should have asked you earlier. Thank you.
Representative Westlake, and were you directing that question to whom?
To the American Civil Society.
Oh, okay.
I cannot say it.
Mr. Glatt?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you put yourself on the record and then respond to Representative Westlake's question? Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you to the chair. My name is Eric Glatt. I'm a staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. And we appreciate the opportunity to testify today and also the question. We do not find anything of concern about the proposed bill or the amendments that have been put forward. We support the bill and think it will go a great ways to clarify this area of Alaska election law and ensure that people's constitutional rights are respected and honored.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Representative Westlake for follow-up.
Yes, and thank you. Through the chair, Division of Elections, I would also ask you the same. Thank you.
Through the chair, Mr. Chairman, Fancler, I am here.
Libby
Bacalar, Department of Law. Thank you. I'm here at the request of the sponsors and also as the assigned attorney to the Division of Elections. I would echo what the American Civil Liberties Union just said. I don't see any legal or constitutional problems with this bill. It's been a longstanding issue for the Division of Elections. We get calls every election about the ballot selfie issue, and I think it's the Division's position that this would clarify those questions and give the voting public confidence that taking a ballot selfie is, a protected First Amendment right, as it's been interpreted in the cases that have come out so far, and that there isn't going to be penalty under existing law for doing that. The statutes were drafted in 1960, obviously, a long time before selfies were in the picture, so to speak. And we've got what we have here, I think, is just some clarifying legislation that is consistent with the direction this is going around the country. So I don't have anything else to add or correct about the American Civil Liberties Union's position on this. We would concur with that.
Any other questions? I'll take an indulgence and ask a question. Ms. Bacalar, could you speak on the record to why there would be, and perhaps this isn't for you, but can someone speak on the record as to why we would have a law set up like this that would initially prohibit taking pictures? What is kind of the underlying justification for that?
Mr. Chairman Fancler, again, for the record, it's Libby Bacalar with the Department of Law. The reason for this initially was not about photography or pictures. I think it was actually about physical exhibition of the ballot and persuasion at the polls, which is why those two statutes are linked. The idea behind the initial legislation back in 1960 was to prevent sort of the waving around of one's voted ballot in order to politically influence other voters who had not yet cast a ballot.
Follow-up. And is there a worry that this legislation would undo those kinds of prohibitions that were fears back when this was originally passed?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think so. I think this is the various iterations of the CS that's been submitted specifically tries to address that issue and leaves those prohibitions intact. I think the intention, and the sponsors could speak better to this, but from a strictly legal perspective, those policies remain a concern, and they remain enshrined, I think, in this current legislation. That was the original concern of the statute back in 1960. I think that concern is preserved. It still exists, and it's still preserved in this legislation. I think the purpose of the legislation is just to clear up confusion among the public that they're not doing anything either criminal or civil violation by documenting their own voting experience.
Okay. Co-Chair Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In Section 2, it says this section does not apply to a voter who. The second part, of course, pertains to selfies. But number one, requests under assistance under AS 1515-240. It'd be my guess that that's someone who's visually impaired, but
Chairman Parrish, yes, that's correct. 1515-240 deals with voter assistance, and what it says is that a qualified voter needing assistance in voting may request an election official, a person, or not more than two persons of the voter's choice to assist. If the election official is requested, the election official shall assist the voter. If any other person is requested, the person shall state upon oath before the election official that the person will not divulge the vote cast by the person assisted. That was initially enacted also in 1960, amended three times after that, and the purpose is to assist essentially visually impaired or otherwise disabled voters in casting a ballot.
Thank you.
Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm thinking of the way people may physically display a photo, and in fact it mentions sharing. I guess that's again in the sponsor statement. I apologize. It is, the word shares is in here. Suppose one was to share their photo on their Facebook page, and I suppose that it would be difficult to control how another person uses that Facebook page, and suppose the Facebook page shows up in another person's cell phone within the 200-foot prohibition area. Do you anticipate a problem?
I would actually defer, Representative Drummond, through the chair, I would defer that question first to the sponsor. I'm not seeing your response to that.
Hello, this is Reed Magdan, staff to Representative Christ Tompkins. Representative Drummond, through the chair, that came up, that exact issue came up in the State Affairs Committee. We have an amendment on the table to address that and make clear that within that 200-feet buffer, you are not allowed to physically display a photo of your own ballot, nor are you allowed to physically display a photo of another person's ballot.
Okay.
That's what the amendment's intended to address.
Okay, very good. I look forward to discussing that amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? All right. Seeing no further questions, we are going to now open public testimony. Public testimony is open. Is there anyone wishing to testify either online? It looks like we do not have anyone online to testify. Is there anyone here in the room wishing to testify? Representative Westlake.
And through the chair, I don't know how I would do it, but as a private citizen, for me, the thing is, I think it would help maybe getting out the vote. You'll see people going out to vote and starting to maybe make a show of it, getting out, as we see these abysmal numbers that are coming in for people going to the polls. Maybe this is something that could be an inducement. I don't know. So.
Thank you, Representative Westlake. Is there anyone else looking to have public testimony? All right. Seeing no more, we are going to close public testimony. Is there any additional discussion from committee members upon the bill as we currently have it? Perhaps Rep. Westlake, that is where we were.
I think what it is this is a great vehicle for trying to get people to go vote. Seeing that and you know, there's a lot of hero worship with younger versus older kids. When they start to see their heroes going out to the polls, they see these things out there in social media. Perhaps the response will be people like me that are super voters that show up to every voting thing. And I think this is a very positive thing.
Yes, Representative Relsher.
This goes to finance next?
I believe so.
It has a zero fiscal note.
Representative Co-Chair.
Carter Barish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't see a further referral on here, but I'll bounce the question to the sponsor's aide.
Can we recall our testifiers and put your name back on the record and see if you can respond to that question from Representative Rusher?
Sure. This is Reed Magdan, staff to Christ Tompkins, Representative Parrish to the chair. There are no further referrals. The bill goes to rules from here.
Thank you.
Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there's an amendment, is that going to be presented here in this committee?
Right shortly, Representative Drummond, to answer your question. Thank you. And any other discussion on the bill as it currently stands? Okay. Are there any motions from the committee?
I move Amendment 1, page 1, line 10.
Object for purposes of discussion.
Okay. We have an objection. Would you like to speak to the amendment, or would you like to have someone speak to the amendment?
I think I can speak to it briefly. It directly responds to your concern to amend line 10 to read, physically display a photo, video, or other image of the persons, or other persons, I believe, or another person's marked ballot in an attempt to persuade, etc.
Is there any other discussion about Amendment 1? Representative Roucher.
That's actually 11 then, isn't it? You're adding your change.
Yeah, it would extend from 10 to 11.
Okay, the change is actually on line 11.
It begins on line 10 because that's, I think, where persons is.
I guess I'm asking for to have it read again then.
Okay.
George, I think you're right. Physically display a photo, video, or other image of the persons or another person's marked ballot. Yeah, following persons. I think it's because the word persons appears on the 10th line, and that's the point of insertion. So even though there's not room for the words on the 10th line, we're inserting it there.
Then I understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Roucher. Any further discussion? I actually have a question, if I may take an indulgence here. And this is either for the bill sponsor or for the Department of Elections. One of the unintended consequences of this amendment, for instance, I'll give an example. As a voter in Bethel, sometimes we have longer lines, and I like to peruse my cell phone during that time in longer lines. Those lines are within 200 feet. What happens if, for instance, I call up my Facebook app and accidentally stumble upon a photo of someone else that they've posted on their timeline that shows a picture of their ballot selfie?
Representative Fansler, Reed Magdans again. It only prohibits the display if you are displaying that photo within 200 feet in an attempt to persuade a person to vote for or against a candidate, proposition, or question. Accidentally just seeing it as you're scrolling through, standing there silently to yourself, should be no problem. And if Libby's got another interpretation, please share it. But that's how I understand it.
Mr. Chairman, Libby Backlar again with the Department of Law. I echo the sponsor's statements on that. I think it's a state of mind issue and an intent issue. Accidentally scrolling through and happening upon someone else's voted ballot in your Facebook feed doesn't meet the letter of the statute about attempt to persuade. The idea, the policy behind that language is to prevent electioneering, and there's no electioneering going on if you're eyeballs just happen to fall upon someone else's ballot in a Facebook feed. It's all about the purpose behind sharing the ballot.
Okay, thank you. Co-Chair Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Section 1, subsection B, the election officials shall... I'm sorry, I'm not speaking to the amendment. I withdraw my comment.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other discussion on Amendment 1?
I'll remove my objection, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Representative Drummond. You've removed your objection. Is there anyone else that would like to object? All right. Hearing no objections, Amendment 1 will be adopted. I will now entertain a motion to pass the bill out of committee.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with your indulgence, may I ask one more question of the Board of Elections?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Co-Chair Parrish.
Section 1, Subsection B is the election officials shall post warning notices at the required distance in a form and manner described by the director. Is there the option of that being no warning notices, which seems to be the standard? At least I haven't really remarked upon any such notices when I've gone to the polls.
Chairman Parrish, I think perhaps Mr. Jackson could better speak to that question. I don't actually know the answer to that, but...
Mr. Jackson, if you could come forward and place yourself on the record.
Good morning. My name is Brian Jackson. I'm with the Division of Elections. And could you repeat the question?
Sure. It's to Section 1, Subsection B. The election officials shall post warning notices at the required distance in the form and manner prescribed by the director. And I recall when I last went out to vote, I cast around and tried to figure out what 200 feet was so that I could take a selfie without doing terrible stunts.
Through the chair, Representative Parrish, the election officials have in their materials at the polling places, they have a kit where they have a string or something that is 200 feet long, mm-hmm. and they're able to measure out the 200 foot distance as well as posting notices at the polling places.
So the follow?
Yes. Thank you, Chair Parrish.
I'm just thinking that I didn't see warning notices 200 feet away from the door in various directions, and I'd be loath to add any work to the Division of Elections. In your interpretation, would this require you to do anything that you're not already doing?
Through the chair, Representative Parrish, I do not believe that this would create any additional work for the election officials.
Thank you.
Yeah. Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. I have had that experience with the municipal clerk in Anchorage. They have exactly the same sort of kit, and I think it would be very difficult to post, to take that radius and post it at 200 feet. That would be an enormous amount of work. But I have seen that that kit in action, and it's quite interesting. Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there any other discussion, comments, or questions regarding HB 7 as it currently is amended? Yes, Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll just echo what Representative Drummond said. I had a lot of involvement in municipal government where we actually worked with the Division of Elections to handle that. There are postings available that they send you, sheets that you put on doorways, entrances, windows. It's not uncommon, in particularly in more rural communities, for people to accidentally walk in with a pin or a button or have a sign on their car. Typically, I've seen that a lot. I've never seen anyone arrested or cuffed or anything. Generally, our election board people are well trained to just simply politely request that those people remove that and get it at least 200 feet from the polling place, and I don't believe I've ever seen any challenge to that ever. Typically, people are very polite. It's almost accidental every time. It's certainly not an intentional thing, and I think this will apply here as well with Facebook posts and everything. I don't see it being a major issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. Any further discussion, questions, or comments while we have our bill before us? Okay, now I am going to ask for a motion.
I move to report committee substitute for HB 7, State Affairs, as amended from committee, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion?
Mr. Chair, just a point of order. I think we probably need to use the reference number.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that good reminder there.
She says she's all right. She's got it.
So. Okay. For the record, and anyone at home who actually uses these things, that is 30LS0111/D.
Okay, now, are there any objections? Yes.
I'm not objecting. I'm just ascertaining that we move the committee substitute for House Bill number 7.
Yes, that is
that
is the intention. I believe that was what Co-Chair Parrish said. But if we can confirm that we are good on that for...
It's the bill that came across the floor to you from State Affairs as amended.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Drummond. And we're still on the question. Are there any objections? Okay. Hearing none, this motion to pass committee substitute LS or 30-LS0111D will pass, and from this committee it will go forward. And we will now take a brief at ease to sign the bill documents. All good? Okay. We will bring us back on the record now that we have had the bill documents signed, and I will, without further business, is there any further business that we have? Okay. Without further business, we will stand adjourned at 10:29 a.m.